She opened a black door with gold hardware. Jericho let out an appreciative breath at the sight of his new room. Lush and rich, it beckoned him inside. Stepping past the demon, it was all he could do not to run to the bed and throw himself across it. It had been so long since he had slept in a bed that he couldn't even remember the sensation. The girl closed the door and moved to the fireplace. Throwing a burst of flames out of her hand, she started the fire. Then she turned toward him with a calculating gleam in her dark eyes.
"Is there anything else I can do for you, my lord?"
He understood her meaning immediately and had no intention of going there. At least not with a demon, and not right now.
"No."
She looked relieved.
"If you should change your mind, call my name, Riel. I will come immediately."
"Thank you."
She appeared baffled by his thanks before she vanished. Alone, Jericho set his sword down on the dresser. He moved around the room, running his hand over the finely polished wood of the bedposts. This reminded him of his bed on Olympus, of the time before recorded history when he had been respected and feared. He was back. And he was pissed. May the source take pity on those who had caused his mood. Because at the end of the day, he would have none for them.
"What are you doing?"
Noir asked gruffly. Azira paused as she had her servant lay the body of the Olympian bitch on the table before her.
"Did you not see the way he looked at her?"
Noir shrugged.
"She's attractive. It's to be expected."
"Yes, but we need to keep our new tool happy. The last thing we want is to have him turn on us. Without your Malachi, we will need him when we attack the source."
She dragged her hand over the woman's unconscious body, appreciating her slight stature.
"She is a beauty, isn't she?"
"If you like pale, pasty women. Personally, I prefer ones with more color."
Azira smiled as he pulled her close and ran his tongue along her throat. Chills erupted over her skin.
Even though they called themselves brother and sister, there was nothing that united them in blood except their mutual quest for power and hunger for death. In that, they were family.
Reality was a different story.
"Not now, lover. I want to present her to Kratos."
"Dump her into his room, then, or kill her. Either way works for me."
Azira conjured a containment collar for the woman's powers. The last thing they needed was to have her loose in their home. Not that she could do that much. It was merely the principle of the matter. As soon as she had the Olympian's powers restrained, she undid the woman's pale hair so that it would cascade over her shoulders.
"Yes, very pretty."
Satisfied, Azura teleported to Kratos's room. He was looking out the window as if trying to find an enemy of some sort. The moment she popped in, he swung about as if ready to fight.
She had to suppress the urge to mock him for something that was actually admirable. He was intelligent to not trust them. Most people, to their extreme detriment, did.
The fact that he alone suspected treachery said much for why he was a valuable ally.
"No need to be so jumpy."
His face was absolute stone.
"What are you doing here?"
"I've brought you a gift."
Jericho scowled at her, wondering what game she played. And he knew she was playing something. Her entire demeanor warned him that she was about to make him even angrier. And he wasn't jumpy. It was just that he knew the treachery that lived in the hearts of all creatures. It was all he expected of them. No one could be trusted. Actually, that wasn't true. They could be trusted to screw over the people around them when it served their purposes. That he would bank on.
gift.
Her smile was wicked, and it was colder than ice. Bon appetit, precious, Azira said, as she snapped her fingers. The sound was still ringing in his ears when a small form materialized at his feet. Jericho gasped at the sight of the tiny woman, one who was completely naked.